Question: why does Florida have to have cloudy days? If I wanted to have cloudy days, I'd move back to Cleveland. Funk Dad.
Doors closing.
Hi, this is Ryan Hoppy's mom, and you're listening to Hoppy Hour.
Welcome back to Hoppy Hour.
Mm-hmm.
With Ryan Hoppy.
Yes, now.
What?
No. If I hit this button, boom, the whole program's gonna start.
Okay, well, hit it.
All right.
Hoppy Hour starts in 4, 3, 2. Hoppy, Hoppy, Hoppy. This is Hoppy Hour with Hoppy.
Always going in, never doubt it. Never worry about the dollar. Need a source or trending topic. We the hottest, search about us. Competition microscopic. Never copied. I'm a giant, rolling weed up. Now we flying. H-O-P-P-E.
Yeah, let's get to it.
Mm-hmm.
Whoa! Happy Hot Topic! Today on TMZ.
Turns out when Justin Bieber made a killing off of his catalog, that was peanuts compared to what Hailey Bieber sold.
Oh, yeah. He's been like ignoring Hailey recently, but all of a sudden she sells her company for $1 billion, and that's the love of his life.
Justin Bieber made a killing off of his catalog. That was peanuts compared to what Hailey Bieber sold her company for.
Her beauty brand sold for $1 billion.
So she's going to get $300 million maybe?
Enough for it to be more than Justin.
Justin got $200.
The whole power dynamic in that relationship is now shifted. She's going to put him on a budget.
Can she say to him, you go to the Gap, but I'm going to Chanel?
Yes!
I'm going to Chanel.
Former Cassie stylist Deontay Nash is testifying about some paramours that Cassie had during her relationship with Diddy. He's asked.
Yeah, Cassie's a victim. Yeah, she should not have been beat up, but she is not innocent.
About it, he goes, yes, I hooked up Cassie with Michael B. Jordan. He doesn't go much further than that.
Who didn't Cassie hook up with?
But that probably means that they ended up having sex. Yeah.
If two beautiful people are in the same place at the same time, they're going to have sex.
CNN has obtained crazy video of the Italian tourist who was kidnapped by the crypto bros escaping the apartment. We see him run up the street to where he eventually met up with that police officer.
He is hightailing it for his life. He's an...
What a loser.
Italian citizen. And it's like, when you're frantic, you speak your language. And it's like, did the cop understand what this guy's trying to say?
You think he was running around saying, Mamma Mia?
No.
I love that guy.
Charlie Woods, Tiger Woods' son, won a golf tournament this...
It's crazy seeing how grown-ups Tiger Woods is killing.
Also, he has some competition because Kai Trump is being taught by Tiger.
All the freaking conservatives freaking out about her. Like, literally waiting for her to turn 18. You're all weird.
Roughly equal. I mean, I know driving is probably better for men.
No, short game is also better for men.
They're better putters.
Yeah. Men are better at every aspect of the game.
Driving the golf cart, men are better at...
My God!
I've also crashed a ton of golf carts, so...
Ah, they're freaking funny over there at TMZ. I don't know if you guys are bipolar. It's not really fun. One day you wake up in the best mood, and the next day you're grumpy. I think what it is, too, is I am like a people pleaser. I want everybody to like me. And then, like, when people start talking crap about me or whatever, it drives me nuts. But then again, that's what I do on this show. So. Am I any different?
And when did we start caring about basketball?
Donna's obsessed. I don't get laid unless the Knicks win.
Seems safe to say, Kylie Jenner's got a lot riding on the New York Knicks.
Yeah!
Reality star hinting as much on TikTok following a courtside date night with boyfriend Timothy Chalamet.
Yeah, she seems like she does not care about basketball. And there's Miles Teller right next to Chalamet, and nobody cares. Kind of like his career.
But the Sex and the City scene may be hitting close to home. The Max account shared the moment May 22nd, which sees Kim Cattrall's Samantha Jones detailing a relationship struggle to Sarah Jessica Parker's Carrie Bradshaw.
And when did we start caring about basketball? Donna's obsessed. I don't get laid unless the Knicks win.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know what to say to that. I mean, I love when women try to shame men because they like sports. It's like, wow, it's so noble of you. It's so feministic. You have your reality shows and thinking that morning shows are real prank calls. We have sports.
After the 27-year-old reposted this clip, fans suggested Samantha's NBA woes perhaps parallels Kylie's conundrum this season, with her BS fandom going into overdrive as the Knicks continue their surprising scoreboards.
Chalamet seems like he could do better than Kylie. She's so stanky.
Success. Kylie stepped out multiple times to support Timothy's emotional journey alongside an A-list roster of fellow fans.
Voice is putting me to sleep. And then look, there's not a picture of Ben Stiller. Oh, I mean, he can't really look at the podcast. Ben Stiller's the worst. He's like, I haven't been funny in about 20 years. How can I make it about me? Yeah, I think the last good movie he made was, what, Night at the Museum or whatever? Any or none. It wasn't that good. All right. Let's see what's going on. I'm not in the mood to talk about Elon yet. I don't want to get mad. Oh, let's talk about this.
Oh, happy Hot Topic.
After 10 years, this is my last nightly news broadcast. As anchor, it has been an honor to lead this program and an honor.
God, Lester Holt's so freaking boring.
Honored to be welcome into your homes.
Lester Holt signing off one last time from NBC Nightly News.
Did anybody under the age of 59, Sam?
The longtime anchor who announced in February he was...
I mean, every freaking boomer watches the news, dude. Like, why? You got about 25 years left on this planet. Enjoy it.
Stepping down from the desk, brought behind-the-scenes staff on stage for an emotional goodbye.
I'm so grateful for your trust. Around here, facts matter. Words matter. Journalism matters.
Whatever, dude. You're not that important. You're reading off of a teleprompter. Shut up. There they are. The boomers thinking they're so important.
Happy hour. Happy hour.
RyanHappyRadio.com.
Happy Hour will be right back.
You probably had Taco Bell before.
Whenever we're going outside, all I smell is poop.
In the nuts, and we'll call it a day.
As a reminder, if you don't feel like listening to this next song, you can skip over it. But Ryan Hoppy of Hoppy Hour takes pride in his selection, so stick around, folks.
Bring joy to my city. Lord. Niggas out here broke, got the nerve to be picky. Get my man some bread, cause I hate to see him shitty. Yeah. We're back to selling dope just to make a pretty penny. Keeping it 100 with niggas that keep it 50. Chicago beef with everybody acting like we 50. I told my bitch you fucking with the greatest and you see me. The realest of the realest and the realest of my city. 7-year-old babies getting killed for no reason. Niggas striking cars, zeroing all they peoples. Real niggas get blessed and share with they niggas. Real niggas fuck bitches, care to they niggas. Man, these hoes for everybody breaking down a swisher. Put the loud in, right around to some music. Only took a break cause I gotta get to it. But coming from, you'll probably lose it. Two little boys got killed when they was hooping. Hard cause some broke niggas beef and started shooting. Guns got abusive and these niggas they abuse it. And the sad part about it, it didn't even make the news. I'm trying to get through it, so I'm watching all my movements, checking bags like Nike, so I tell them just do it. Tell my niggas they my brothers and I treat them like my brothers. Cause my brothers and my niggas, so we equal as each other. Life is but a dream till you wake up with your mother. Smoking Mary J, give you no more drama. Still you gon' come, cooking up a master plan. Gon' put in the action, motherfucker, take a stand. Obama's in the murder capital and he the man. I'm in my own lane, trying to see where I fit in. Take a chance for a man's on a cash advance. So we out here every day trying to chase these bands. Making all this money you would never understand. So go ahead and judge me, I still get to it. And niggas say they winning, but I know they really losing. 12 months later, still riding in that Buick. And if that slow grinding, I'ma be fair pace. Coming like I'm great, cause I know these niggas hate. Looking in the mirror, only nigga don't see fake. Looking in the mirror, only nigga that relate. Coming like I'm great, cause I know these niggas hate. Niggas hate. Coming like I'm great, cause I know these niggas hate. Niggas hate. Looking in the mirror, only nigga that relate. 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 Looking in the mirror, only nigga that relate. 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 They wanna know who the hottest in the city, who the problem, been causing all the drama in the city with them goblins, busted with them 30s and the 40s. All my niggas under 20, but I got 150. Always in the streets, if a nigga wanna get me, dolo in your city, but I started off with Bibby. Holes on my dick when I pull up in the Emmy. I ain't worried about any, cause I'm all you gotta send me. Dropped out of school, cause I knew I wouldn't be shit. Now it's that bad, if you want me on a remix. Game finna be rich, still can't believe it. It's still a get fat down if you wanna T-shit. Always need cash, I ain't never on no free shit. My niggas in the streets selling drugs, so they sleeping. Busted on the block, all moves on top. I can be up on tour making dubs every weekend. You locked up and you ain't got a lawyer, why you speaking? Hating ass nigga and you broke, why you breathing? Every time you see me, you know I was a demon. You bet I look crazy, you know my niggas fiending. All my niggas shooting, we're 50 dream teaming. Out in my shows, got them niggas with the beans in. We the pistol gang and they change by the season. No limit them B4L, bitch, I mean it, huh?
Coming like I'm great, cause I know these niggas hate. Niggas hate. Coming like I'm great, cause I know these niggas hate. Niggas hate. Looking in the mirror, only nigga that relate. 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 Looking in the mirror, only nigga that relate. Relate. Relate.
This summer I'ma catch just 5 homicide. Just cause you rap it doesn't mean that it gonna ride. Slapping doors open on the vein, let a 100 ride. All them face shots need dental to identify. Louis Tony, ETC, bitch, I been that guy. Stay high, ET, I live in the sky. Your bitch on me, say she try and give my dick a try. Take a trip from my roadies and my wrists on rollie. Don't talk to the police, no talking. Out west at the Fifi, and they put everything on shorty. Made man, made D, touch me, you die. No worries. Lying ass niggas always telling stories. Bitches wanna kick it, trying to be another story. No, a couple old bitches that ain't been no more. Know a couple real niggas that can fix that jewelry. I'ma flex that phone, let me get that jewelry. I be smoking heavy round, rolling, need another water. Supers let me in the club, cause you know I change the weather. I don't care where we at, make his ass a day. We ever get a bone and white settle, smoke them like a cigarette. You can catch us in traffic with heavy metal. Ever travel, pop out.
Coming like I'm great, cause I know these niggas hate. Niggas hate.
Better know it.
Coming like I'm great, cause I know these niggas hate. Niggas hate. Niggas hate.
Better know it.
Looking in the mirror, only nigga that relate. 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 Looking in the mirror, only nigga that relate, relate, relate.
Merch. This shit only for the real, middle finger to the fake. All I do is show love, all you do is just hate. Nigga, I've been self-made ever since 12th grade. And I'm about to blow up like the fucking World Trade.
Goddamn.
Don't you hate when a nigga fake? Hell yeah, I'm already knowing most niggas snakes. Smile in your face, lie to you to your face. Still ain't really shit to them, cause they do it every day. Haters, they be coming in all sizes and shapes. Disguising they face, fake trying to embrace. But I ain't with that, so I just fall back like, nah, my nigga, I'm good, I'm straight. Real talk though, hate is a bitch nigga trait. So if you a real nigga, then I know you can relate.
I know.
Looking in the mirror, only nigga that relate, so I'm coming in great, cause I know these niggas hate.
Coming like I'm great, cause I know these niggas hate. Niggas hate. Coming like I'm great, cause I know these niggas hate. Niggas hate. Looking in the mirror, only nigga that relate. Relate. Looking in the mirror, only nigga that relate.
Oh, yeah. That was Ream with Lil Herb, King Louie and Spenza, Chicago Conscious Remix.
Happy Hour will be right back.
Yeah. We got SpongeBob on my team. We're just hanging out. This following segment been brought to you by DZBZ Honey at DZBZHoney.com. And I tell you, they got the best Delta 8 CBD honey around. I'm a man of my words. Comes in the form of a lollipop. Lick the lollipop, the wrapper. A honey sticker, a jar of honey. However the hell you want to get high, go to DZBZHoney.com. And at checkout, use promo code HOPPE to save 20%. Question. Why is it that every other subscription service immediately takes the money out of your account, but Apple waits about 14 days right when you're about to check out and get some food? Funk that. The douchiest thing Apple does, it's almost like they're not the same without Steve Jobs.
Doors closing.
Happy Hour!
Hey, this is Drew Lane, Detroit radio legend from the Drew Lane podcast. Ha! And you're listening to the Ryan Hoppy Hour.
Because someone needs to say it. Hoppy Hour with Ryan Hoppy is here for you.
Hoppy Hour. Hoppy Hour.
Ladies and gentlemen, here it is. The most listened to radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in too.
Happy hour starts with a drink so fly. Ryan and 6ix9ine reaching for the sky.
Oh, sure.
Cat named Mona with a purse so sweet.
I got it.
Take these streets where they tap their feet. Whispers of secrets in the midnight air. Hoppy brings the heat with his devil may care. Talks about love with a twist of bolt. Celebrity news like stories untold. Tune together out.
856 49 Happy. It's 856-494-6773. You tweeted me at Ryan Happy Radio. And always email me, RyanHappyRadio@gmail.com.
Happy Hot Topic.
I have to pay that bill. No help.
Shut up, bitch.
Cardi B reveals how much she spends on her kids. The rapper wasn't afraid of revealing just how much it costs to raise her and offspring.
But can you imagine if it was flip-flopped and the man was talking about how much money the woman costs? It's a double standard. She is a pig.
That's three kids, Culture, Wave, and Blossom, while calling out her ex for allegedly not pulling his weight in the family's finances. Cardi, who filed for divorce in July, began in a lengthy rant on X Spaces May 30th.
Y'all want to know what's the...
I don't find her attractive at all. I just think she's dumb, man. She makes women look bad. She makes everyone look bad because she's stupid.
Kids' bills start adding. My kids got their own driver. The kid's driver is on a retainer for...
Oh, well, that's your problem. You're spending money you shouldn't, honey. You're like Angel Reese, only rich.
$10,000 a month.
The 32-year-old went on to accuse Offset for not pitching in on Culture's private school tuition, which she said...
It's almost like he's a deadbeat. Dead.
Costs around $45,000. She continued,
Culture and Wave gets tutoring four times a week. Culture Piano's class, that's $300 an hour. And she gets piano class three times a week. I'm not sure how much is gymnastic and Wave boxing.
Yeah, if you're buying things, you don't know how much they are. You're stupid.
Classes, but I pay that too.
But that's only a fraction of the kids' expenses, according to Cardi.
My cousin babysits Wave and Culture. She gets paid $3,000 a week. The nanny was $700 a day, but because she's only staying in the daytime, $500. This is not even including food.
All right, so there's that. Let's see here. We have a lawyer explaining the Cardi B nonsense, but here's, let's see how much I can stomach. Here's 9 minutes of her on a Twitter Spaces talking about it. So some of the audio we just played was included in it, but here's the full 9 minutes from TMZ. Oh, you know, I love that thing right now where I don't have the website unmuted. Here we go.
And the fact that I'm waking up right now to see that this and his team.
Oh, wow. You swear. You sound like a trash bag.
I don't know. I know it's not his team. I know it's his gonna tell the Breakfast Club the only reason why this motherfucker asking for spousal support, because I was asking for everything.
God, can you imagine getting into an argument with her? She'd never shut up.
Because I was asking for everything, and because I don't be with my kids.
I just...
Yo, you such a... Where to my...
She's never sounded better.
My mother.
Listen, she's never sounded better.
Yo, you such a...
Wow, wonder what she's saying.
Where to my mother. I want you to die, but I want you to die slow.
Wow, class act. And your kids get to have you as a mother? It's idiocracy come to life, honey. Let's see how much I can stomach of this.
Will you die, I want you to die slow in a bed. And while you dying, you gotta think of me.
He'll be dying in bed banging some girl that's better than you.
So why are you saying that you're asking for spousal support because I'm trying to take the kids from you? Hmm. The kids is always open to see you.
That's not a bad point. I love when deadbeat dads try to rewrite the past and they're like, the kids don't even want to see me. It's like, no, you don't want to see them. You're projecting, you loser. So I side with Cardi on that.
All the time. And you know it. You talk to my kids every single day. It's not my fault you don't want to fly to New York.
Whatever.
The f***? Now.
Yeah. She's lying. Whenever somebody has to have that much of dead air, they're trying to figure out what to say because they're lying.
You're saying that I'm trying to take everything.
I just...
What you mean I'm trying to take everything? The cars that you gave me?
Mm.
I gave you cars too. You gave me the Rolls Royce truck. You gave me the Rolls Royce truck. Mm. You gave me the lamb truck.
Got him.
And
what?
The day that I bought my Maybach, the Maybach was $170,000. And I didn't have the $70,000 that day. I had to get it the next day. So you just...
What a cackling hen. Shut up.
Put the $70,000. You want those cars so bad, bitch, you could get it. But then you want to talk about the houses. You want to talk about the houses? First of all, my Jersey house, I bought that shit. And you tell me myself, if you buy a house in Jersey, I'm not helping you think because I don't want a house up north.
Yeah, no, who wants to be in Jersey, Cardi?
But you know, my dream was always to have a property.
That's fair, but why in Jersey? Maybe it's cheaper than New York, but...
In New Jersey, in New York. So, of course, that's going to be my property. I bought that shit with my sweat and tears. Mm. The Atlanta house you have put me with the bill the last year.
Whatever.
The last year you have put me with the bill.
God, is she ever not yelling? God, her throat has to be sore for more reasons than one.
Just like you left me the last year, you have left me with the kid's bill.
What is...
The last year, you have left me for a whole year straight. You have left me with the kids' bill. Y'all want to know what's the kids' bills?
What?
Start adding. Y'all need to start adding right now, right?
You know, he's freaking out like, shut up. I don't want to pay anything to you, bitch. Oh, Jesus. Is she smoking?
So my kids got their own driver.
Yeah.
They pick them up from school. They drop them off. And they take them to gymnastics and to wavy boxing classes.
Why are kids in boxing classes? I mean, I know it's good, but I love how she's bitching about money and then she's like giving like nine reasons of things she buys that she doesn't need. Get a boxing bag and train him at home, honey.
His driver is on a retainer for $10,000 a month. So that's $10,000 a month just on a driver for my kids.
Oh.
All right, cool.
Cool.
Culture school this year, you didn't pay for it. That's $45,000. Wave school a year is $35,000,
which you didn't... That's a little too much money. I don't know. Like, I get you want your kids to have the absolute best things. I don't get why you would want to, like, spend so much money on school. I mean, hopefully they're smarter than you. Like I said, you're stupid.
They helped me pay for it this year at all. My cousin babysits Wave and Culture. She gets paid $3,000 a week. The nanny was $700 a day,
yeah,
but because she's only staying in the daytime, $500.
She's never sounded better.
Call me. Nobody.
Now she's never sounded worse.
Call me. Nobody call me right now. That.
All right, we're not gonna call you. Who wants to be yelled at, honey?
The baby's nanny is $500 a day now because she's not staying the whole day. Culture and Wave gets tutoring four times a week.
Regis.
By the hour. Mm. So that's 2 hours. 1 hour for Culture, 1 hour for Wave. Each hour is $250. So that's two. That's... Count that up. That's...
All right, let's count it up. Let's see if you can do math.
Four times a week. Culture.
She can't do the math.
Culture thing. Culture pianos class.
Sounds like you spend too much money. This is like who Angel Reese wants to be.
That's $300 an hour, and she gets piano class 3 times a week.
Yeah.
I'm not sure how much is gymnastic and weight boxing classes, but
that's not good. You should probably know how much you're spending money. I mean, honey, well, with the money.
I pay that too. And you have left me with that bill for a whole year. Have I asked you? Have I asked you for anything?
No, you're doing it right now.
Have I asked you for anything this whole year? Have I asked you for anything?
We don't know. If you ask them.
Kiari, have I asked you for anything?
Ax.
Because you want spousal support so bad. Yeah. And mind you, this is not even including food. So my kids have a personal chef.
You can't cook? I mean, I know you would probably burn macaroni and cheese out of a box, but it seems like your problem is you're spending too much.
They come from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. that I pay for. Because people in my house don't have time to cook. My cousin don't have time to cook. My mom that be helping with the kids don't have time to cook. So I need a chef. So my kids eat whatever the fuck they want because thanks to me. Also, my house have a security in front. Because, you know, our daughter constantly used to get threats. Rape threats, death threats.
Well, that's disturbing, I'll be honest there.
So I have a security 24 hours in front of my house.
That's actually a good idea. I'll give her that. Mother of the year. Not at all.
Which I pay as well. And you don't help me with none of it. You haven't helped me with a bill for a whole entire year. So, you know what's so crazy? I wasn't even going to say nothing.
But then you were bored and you're probably on your period. And we're like, what can I do?
Because my always tells me, yo, I don't want you to address nothing anymore. And I be trying to keep it cute. But for you to call the Breakfast Club and be like, oh, the reason why I'm asking for spousal support is because she wants everything. Everything, like what?
I have a freaking migraine, don't you?
Everything like what? The gifts that you gave me? You want it back? All right, so give me the gifts that I gave you back. What, you want money for the house for Atlanta? Fine, we could split that.
I love how she says things.
Whatever the f*** you put down on the house, we could split that. I don't give a f***.
Split that.
My house in Jersey, I bought it myself, so you're not getting s*** from my house that I work my ass off.
Yeah, you know, doing your lap.
I don't even ask you for anything for the kids. All I ask is for you to spend time with them, and you haven't spent no time with them, bro.
Oh, my God, it's sad.
Bro, you're a bitch. And I keep, and you know I don't fuck with your family, but I even be calling your family like, yo, you have.
Yeah, I bet his family's a bunch of trash.
I don't know what's going on with you. You are mentally disturbed right now.
So are you.
And then when I don't be with my kids, where I be at, Offset? Where I'm at? I'm in Atlanta right now, working. You think I want to be in f***ing Atlanta in this small hotel room? I don't have not one friend. Now,
I wonder why you don't have friends, Cardi.
One family member out here. I don't have nobody out here.
Kind of how I feel sometimes in Tampa, only have friends.
Y'all don't even be knowing that I be in Atlanta because I don't even go out in Atlanta. I don't know nobody out here. And when I fly out on the weekends, I fly out to my house in New York. And I spend time with my kids and I spend time with my man. Mm. He acting like I be out and I be a whole week with a No, I be with a for once a week, 2 times a week.
All right, I've had enough. I can't. Blah, blah, blah. No wonder he cheats on you. You never shut up.
Happy hour. Happy hour.
RyanHappyRadio.com.
Happy Hour will be right back.
You probably had Taco Bell before.
Whenever we're going outside, all I smell is poop.
In the nuts, and we'll call it a day.
As a reminder, if you don't feel like listening to this next song, you can skip over it. But Ryan Hoppy of Hoppy Hour takes pride in his selection, so stick around, folks.
Boys are
cotton made out to cotton. Girls are sexy made out to Pepsi. Boys are rotten made out to cotton. Girls are sexy made out to Pepsi.
We'll be right back.
Short Year Ryan, Hoppy.
Hoppy Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
Hoppy.
This following segment has been brought to you by Fortify.com. F-O-R-T-I-F-E-Y-E.com. For the best pre- and post-workout around. At checkout, use promo code Ryan20 to save 20%. It's being brought to you by WestchasePrinting.com. The best printing company in all the Bay Area. Business cards, posters, yard signs, whatever the hell you need. Go to WestchasePrinting.com and on that invoice, tell them I sent you. Amir Academy of Martial Arts at AmirAcademy.com, 2700 22nd Street North, and that's in St. Petersburg. Rich Kaylee Master Barbershop at RichKBarber.com, 4545 West Kennedy Boulevard, and that is in Tampa. Go there and save $10. And this is being brought to you by CounselingOnCall.net. If you're in Florida or Maryland and you need help with your mental health, I'll go there. You all these bitches like the me, you do them brutal. real. All right, we're gonna come back. Let's have a fucking deal. Keep this party going. But to me, just it's cloudy today in Tampa Bay. So I'm a little sleepy. But this music always pumps me up. And so does Hammer and Hank.
Hello again. It's your favorite San Francisco DJ, Hammer and Hank. I may look normal, but the truth is, I have a condition known as autism. That's right, it's a condition, not a disease. Fact is, autism can strike anyone, regardless of who they are. People with autism normally have difficulties in verbal and nonverbal communication skills, social interactions, and leisure activities. In a recent study, people with autism are less likely to have a job and more likely to become homeless. I beat the odds by having loving friends and family, having a college education. I have even worked in the San Francisco Bay Area as an on-air personality for many years. Always remember that people with autism want the same things as you, to be happy and successful. To find out more about autism, please contact your local mental health center or visit autismspeech.org. This is Hammer and Hank, and I appreciate your kindness.
Question. Why does everybody on ESPN have to hit on the Indiana Pacers and Tyrese Halliburton? It's okay. You can quit sucking off the Knicks for a minute. Freaking embarrassing. Can't stand Stephen A. Smith.
Doors closing.
It's Hoppy Hour!
Hey, what's up? I'm Woody. That's Greg Gorey.
What's up?
Menace.
Hi.
Gina Grad.
Hey.
Seabass. There's Sammy.
Hello.
We are the Woody Show.
Yeah.
And you are listening to Hoppy Hour.
Yeah.
With Ryan Hoppy.
He's the voice of a generation that got screwed by the baby boomers. Welcome back to Hoppy Hour.
You could be doing anything else right now. But you're here with Hoppy Hour, with Ryan Hoppy. We applaud your questionable life choices.
Hoppy Hour. Hoppy Hour.
Ladies and gentlemen, here it is. The most listened to radio show on the planet. Other stations are tuned in too.
Yeah, yo, young. Tune in for the scoop, celeb, gossip, a mess. Ryan Hoppy on the mic, kicking off the night. Talking about the love, the news, keeping it tight. 85-609-46-773. Hit the digits, call the show, set your mind free. From Dayton to Wild Tales, ain't no rest in the world syndicated. Hoppy is the best. Hoppy Hours live, from coast to coast. Turn the volume up, raise a toast. Worldwide, the city lights glowing bright. With Ryan Hoppy, we celebrate the night.
Dancing with the Stars producers are addressing claims the show is fixed.
Of course it is.
Fans have long speculated if the winners are predetermined or fixed.
Of course it's fixed. American Idol's fixed. All of it's fixed.
But BBC Studios president of Unscripted TV, as well as a producer on the show, Ryan O'Dowd, shut down the speculation. Speaking with Deadline on May 27th.
I love when like they'll respond and say it's not true. And then these news sites are like, they shut it down! No, they just responded.
Mm-hmm.
Seventh, Ryan says, we take that very seriously.
Oh, we do.
We have never, nor would we ever, do anything to manipulate the votes. Mm. The show really needs to be credible. It needs to allow the viewers to have a voice, and to really be the voice of who deserves to win.
So,
We have never, nor would we ever, want to manipulate that in any way. The executive producer also makes it absolutely clear that authenticity is a main priority in creating the show. As the new season is approaching, a few of the highly anticipated celebrity contestants have been announced. Last month, the network revealed that the son of the late Steve Irwin and his wife, Terry Irwin, Robert Irwin, will be soon joining the reality series.
Whatever. That is just such a boomer thing to watch.
Whoa! Happy Hot Topic!
Travis Kelce reacts to Taylor Swift buying back her Masters. After the global pop superstar announces she bought the Masters to her first six albums, her boyfriend of nearly 2 years quickly shows his support by liking Taylor's post announcing the news on Instagram on May 30th. Taylor writes alongside photos with her albums, Taylor Swift, Fearless, Speak Now, Red, 1989, and...
Whatever. Good for Taylor. She got her music back. Maybe next time you'll learn about making sure it's your music.
Whoa! Happy Hot Topic!
Taylor Swift fans decoding the dozen-themed Easter eggs. Swiftie sleuths dived into the Grammy winner's message May 30th. Tay penned a lengthy letter announcing she's regained ownership over her music masters. The 35-year-old said she's now flashing back to uncertain times, writing in part of the touch-and-go journey, quote, "All the times I was this close, reaching for it, only for it to fall through."
But
a little math later, Swifties counting 12 eyes, perhaps pointing to the new album, with fans also citing a previous post on March 22nd when Taylor returned...
God, these sleuths have nothing else to do.
...turned to Instagram to shout out Selena Gomez and her bestie's new album with Beyonce, Benny Blanco. Yep, the extra D's adding up to 12.
Saying, oh my God, okay. So they think because there's 12 D's, there's a 12th album coming out. Got it. Alrighty. Got some cool news about the NFL. NFL Red Zone host Scott Hansen says that it will be the 17th season of the Red Zone. Which that made me feel freaking old that there's been 17 seasons. Feels like I just came out. Also, Stephon Diggs is in a little bit of trouble with his girlfriend after having a bunch of girls on a bed. That looked like it was pink cocaine. Then I saw there was some nerd reporter, I forget his name, who covers the Patriots in New England, and he's trying to, like, rat out Stephon Diggs. I'm like, do you want the team you're covering to be good? These sport reporters, because I worked in sports media, so I was around them. A lot of them were never good enough to play. So they're losers. Oh, sure.
RyanHappyRadio.com.
Happy Hour will be right back.
Whenever we're going outside, all I smell is poop.
In the nuts, and we'll call it a day.
As a reminder, if you don't feel like listening to this next song, you can skip over it. But Ryan Hoppy of Hoppy Hour takes pride in his selection, so stick around, folks.
Now she'll go her way, and I'll go mine.
But what they got to do with me, as long as you're straight up with me, I don't give a damn who you see. But when I'm back in town, just spend some time with me whenever your man is not around. Let me be the one that'll hold you down whenever your man is not around. Let me be the one that'll hold you down, hold you down. I'll be the one that'll turn your frowns around. Cause you can be yourself with me, no need for frontin' and sucking in your stomach. No need to suck in your stomach, knowing them well you can't breathe. Loosen up just a little bit, I'm the one you need to chill with when you need you some of that. Ooh, wait till you see my
Later we'll talk about it. After the first time, you might not wanna be without it. It's a reason you cheating on me. Compare him to me, I doubt it. I'm Don Blazes. We can go somewhere private and see about it. And you know it's wrong. You know that this feeling strong. On the low, we can get this on if you be my Mrs. Jones. Your name, but I'm gon' call you Mrs. Jones. Mrs. Jones. We both know what's wrong, but baby, we can get the song. Relax and let it flow. Nobody has to know. We got a thing going on. Let's keep this on the low. Don't mean to change your name, but I'm gon' call you Mrs. Jones. Mrs. Jones. We both know what's wrong, but baby, we can get the song. Relax and let it flow. Nobody has to know. We got a thing going on. Let's keep this on the low. Tell you what you missing. You miss them hugs and kisses. You miss excitement at night, and you miss excitement at night. And girl, you don't feel the same. And he's steady tripping, ain't he? Tripping, ain't he? Tripping, tripping, ain't he? And I'm gonna simply change it. See, I can taste your cherry pie before I slide inside. See, I'm Miss Jones, them cause they lonely and they need some time. I read between them lines. I see that you be crying, cause he ain't even trying. So I'm the one to ease your mind. Girl, you ain't fooling me. Your man ain't who he used to be. And plus, girl, he ain't cool as me. Filthy riches you can treat. You just like the Queen of England. So when you're ready for some freaking, you ain't gotta leave them. You can be my Mrs. Jones. Don't mean to change your name, but I'm gon' call you Mrs. Jones. We both know what's wrong, but baby, we can get the song. Relax and let it flow. Nobody has to know. We got a thing going on. Let's keep this on the low. Don't mean to change your name, but I'm gon' call you Mrs. Jones. We both know what's wrong, but baby, we can get the song. Relax and let it flow. Nobody has to know. We got a thing going on. Let's keep it on the low.
Let's get busy, baby. Take it off. Make it wiggle when you walk. Labels gonna call the law, cause I'm about to break you off. Got kids, lock them out. Send them out with your spouse. Make it rock when it's out. Wanna see you cry the wild. Me and you, let's have a ball. Make it hot like Arkansas. Snatch the phone out the wall. Let me see that monkey paw. Tip it low, ride it slow. On the bed, on the floor. Up and down, there we go. Round and round, yeah, you know. Breathing like some animal. Find the camera, strike a pose. Girl, let's take a lot of those. When we done, take some more. I know you tired of creeping, but now you know you cheating. But you with me because you like the way that Ye is eating. You know it feels good, but we both know it's wrong. This what it is, girl, to my Mrs. Jones.
Don't mean to change your name, but I'm gon' call you Mrs. Jones. See, we both know what's wrong, but baby, we can get the song. Relax and let it flow. Nobody has to know. We got a thing going on. Let's keep this on the low. Don't mean to change your name, but I'm gon' call you Mrs. Jones. See, we both know what's wrong, but baby, we can get the song. Relax and let it flow. Nobody has to know.
Happy Hour will be right back.
Oh, yeah. Let's go through all the sponsors right now. I never get freaking podcasts that begin their show with like 7 live reads or sponsors. I'm like, who's listening to that? If I were that sponsor, I'd be pissed off. Well, what do I know? A lot. This following segment has been brought to you by Cheeky Mouth Guards at GetCheeky.com. When I tell you it's the best way to quit biting on the side of your mouth, I'm a man of my words. GetCheeky.com. Use promo code HOPPE to save 30%. Shimmerwood CBD drinks at Shimmerwood.com. Use promo code HOPPE to save 30%. GetGoodFeels.com for good vibes THC drinks. Go to GetGoodFeels.com and use promo code HOPPY to save 20%. OldGlory.com for the best t-shirts around. Use promo code HOPPY to save 15%. Garden State Distillery Dirty Vodka. GardenStateDistillery.com. Use promo code HOPPE to save 15%. Aspire Green Tea Drinks at AspireDrinks.com. Use promo code HOPPE to save 20%. Aurora Coffee. A-F-U-E-R-A, coffee.com. Use promo code H-O-P-P-E to save 20%. FSDrinks.com. For the best boba around, use promo code H-O-P-P-E to save 20%. Oh, you're looking for the best beef jerky? BigForkBrands.com. Use promo code H-O-P-P-E to save 20%. And finally, are you looking for a good energy bar? QuantumSquares.com. Use promo code H-O-P-P-E to save 20%. All of these are on my website, RyanHoppyRadio.com, R-Y-A-N-H-O-P-P-E, radio.com. I would hope you know how to spell radio. Or it's in my podcast section. So whenever you listen to Hoppy Hour like you are right now, in the podcast description is all of that. We're going to come back on Hoppy Hour. Keep this party going and going. But let's hear from Hammer and Hank. But you can hear the Hammer and Hank show with Henry Oaks and Ryan Hoppy on Spotify by searching up Hammerin, H-A-M-M-E-R-I-N, Hank show, and check it out on his podcast feed.
Mm-hmm. People with autism are often treated like they are different. Believe me, we are. Hi, this is Henry Oaks, but my buddies may have known me as Hammer and Hank. I was labeled as slow when I started school. Come to find out at the age of 12, the doctors decided I was autistic. Now at the age of 48, I have completed an associate's degree in radio broadcasting and worked in the San Francisco Bay Area as an on-air personality. So yes, I am different. People with autism have no needs, no different than you. Laugh, laugh, love, and learn to get an education and join the workforce. I did it, and so can anyone else with autism. So when you meet someone with autism, don't feel sorry for them. Work with them. Find out for yourself that autism isn't a disease, it's a condition. To find out more about autism, please visit autismspeaks.org. Autism Speaks. It's time to listen.
Question. Why do people have to keep using the R word on social media? It's not cool anymore, and frankly, it was never cool. Funk that.
Doors closing.
I just...
Now, something completely different.
It's Hoppy Hour!
Hey, what's up? It's Babs from Wild 94.1, the afternoon Ziva. Shout out my guy Ryan Hoppy. Make sure you tune in to Hoppy Hour, the best 60 minutes of your life.
Yo, what's going on? It's Joey Franchise, Poppy Shampoo from Wild 94.1, and you're listening to Hoppy Hour with my dog, Ryan Hoppy.
Hey, this is Meredith from O and the Freak Show on Wild 94.1 in Tampa Bay, and you're listening to Hoppy Hour with Ryan Hoppy.
Where cancel culture fears to tread, it's Hoppy Hour with Ryan Hoppy.
Hoppy Hour. Hoppy Hour.
Ladies and gentlemen, here it is, the most listened to radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in too.
Time to laugh with Ryan's pal.
I got it.
Fun and silly jokes. Happy Hour loves its folks.
Happy Hour.
Whatever.
Happy Hour with Ryan Hoppy. Yeah, he's the topper. Grab your drinks and join the crew. Crazy stories just for you. Ryan's here to make you grin. Let the hoppy fun begin. Happy Hour. Happy Hour. With Ryan Hoppy. Laughs are never sloppy. Got your popcorn, got your drink. Turn it up and don't you blink.
I am.
Whoa! Happy Hot Topic!
C.
Sydney Sweeney is breaking her silence. 2 months after reportedly calling off her two-year engagement from businessman Jonathan DeVino.
Yeah, that's gotta suck in, dumped by her.
The actress speaks out about being, quote, single in a new interview with The Times published May 31st.
Whatever.
When asked if she is still planning a wedding, Sydney replies simply, no.
Why would you ask that? Of course she's not planning a wedding. She's not having one. She dumped him.
The interviewer then follows up by asking if she is single.
Gosh, you got a nice ass chest though.
To which she responds, quote, yes, before adding, I'm learning a lot about myself, spending more time with my friends, and I'm loving it. Sydney and Jonathan, who first began dating in 2018, reportedly called it quits back in March after 7 years together. Mm. And while the two did not confirm nor deny their split at the time, the actress was spotted out without her engagement ring.
And whenever she was with him in public after they broke up, she was wearing like hoodies and like 90 degree weather. But then when she was at the club, I got to see her boobies.
Further fueling separation rumors. However, since the news of their breakup, Sydney and Jonathan have proven multiple times they are still on good terms. Last month, the pair was spotted grabbing lunch at a local deli in LA, as well as having a casual breakfast with friends in Florida.
I have a controversial opinion. You don't need to be on good terms with your exes. You're just gonna have to hear about them banging other people.
An eyewitness told E! News at the time that Sydney and Jonathan also went out to dinner together with friends the night before.
All right, so there's that. Freaking weird, and it's so Gen Z. It freaking hurts.
Oh, happy hot topic.
I would certainly look at the facts.
Donald Trump addresses whether he'd pardon Sean Diddy Combs.
Of course he would. I bet he banged girls at Diddy parties. We know he was on the frequent flyer miles to Epstein Island.
Amid the rapper's federal trial for sex trafficking and racketeering currently underway in New York.
Whatever.
The president shared insight into his former friendship with Combs and whether he'd issue a pardon if he's convicted. Trump told reporters during an Oval Office event alongside Elon Musk May 30th in response to a question about a possible Combs pardon. I know people are thinking about it. First of all, I'd look at what's happening and I haven't been...
Yeah, you know... It's definitely starting to make me wonder if, like, because there's all the rape allegations around Trump and nobody wants to talk about it, but it kind of makes me wonder if there's any chance that it's true. It's just a little off-putting how much he defends these creeps.
Been watching it too closely, although it's certainly getting a lot of coverage. As for where the president currently stands with the Bad Boy Records founder, he said, I haven't seen him. I haven't spoken to him in years. He used to really like me a lot.
Yeah, I bet you were the fun guy at the parties.
But I think when I ran for politics, that relationship sort of busted up from what I read. I don't know. He didn't tell me that. I read some nasty statements in the paper all of a sudden.
And anybody out there that's saying free Diddy, you're all creeps.
Despite where they may stand on a personal level, Trump added,
I would certainly look at the...
So he's saying he'll look into it.
Facts. If I think somebody was mistreated, whether they like me or don't like me, it wouldn't have any impact.
That's not true. All right. And then there's this freaking loser mutant.
Oh, happy hot topic.
I said, go ahead, punch me in the face. And he did.
Elon Musk reveals how he got the black eye he was seen sporting ahead of his last day at Doge. During a press availability event alongside President Donald Trump May 30th, the Tesla CEO rocked a noticeable accessory in addition to his Doge hat and Doge Father t-shirt. And when asked about the eye injury, Elon told chosen reporters in the Oval Office, it was actually due to a play session with his son that got a little out of hand.
Yeah, no, I just wasn't around with little X, and I said,
You're a terrible father and a loser.
Go ahead, punch me in the face. And he did. Turns out even a five-year-old punching you in the face actually does.
No, his ex that did?
Yeah.
Ex could do it. If you knew ex, he could
do it. I saw his mom right now.
God, they're a bunch of morons. He's like, I know about ex. He called me not the president in my office.
I didn't really feel much at the time. And then I guess it bruises up.
God, I hope he just goes away forever. And I guess people think that this Stephen Miller guy, as his wife leaves the White House to work for Elon Musk, I guess they're thinking he's the reason that happened. It's conspiracies. Shakira canceled another concert. This is just a little side note. We're about to do Hoppy's Hoops. But Jason Collins, the first NBA player to be openly gay, married his partner Brunson Green.
Mm.
Let's see how much I can stand of this. I love how The View calls out like Trump and them for being creeps, but then they'll have Anthony Weiner on their show. You guys are a bunch of morons.
And I guess what I'm saying to people is maybe don't vote for me in spite of what they know about me, but maybe consider that journey, that idea that we all go through things.
Yeah, you know, sending dick pictures to 16-year-olds.
And we come out
freaking creep
the other side. And also, what does it mean? You know, I'm Jewish, but they have this notion in Catholicism around you suffer for a reason so you can be of service at the other end.
God, he's a good politician. I forgot what I'm mad about.
So I'm not asking people. I'm doing the opposite of what a lot of
What's the opposite?
Politicians do when they're in my position. Ignore that problem. Pretend it didn't happen. Blame someone. Someone else. I am saying, yes, I did these things. I got into recovery. I try to make my life better. And now if I can be of service, and I'm a damn good politician.
Yeah, you're corrupt as fuck.
Come up with answers. Yep. I talk to people directly.
You are.
I don't try to butter over things. I try to be direct.
You're trying to butter up those teenagers.
Then why shouldn't I?
All right, fuck you. Freaking moron. And then 50 Cent said he's going to contact Trump to tell him all the bad things Diddy said about him. I try to emulate myself with morning radio the way 50 Cent trolls like Ja Rule and Diddy. I do the same thing with Kelta.
Hey, yo. Ryan Hoppy on the mic, breaking down the scenes. NBA drama, living out the dreams. Ex-wives wildin', stories about the queens. Dropping knowledge bombs, all in on the schemes. Hoppy's loose, man, he knows it all. From scandals to the court, rise and fall. Tune in, now you'll have a ball. Hoppy Hour got that shock and awe.
Whoa! Hoppy Hot Topic!
New York Knicks, they face another win or go home tonight.
I love how they bring up the Knicks first in New York City at Good Morning America. Man, it makes me hate New York.
We see Ashton Singh is here with a look ahead, the big matchup. Pacers fans, though, they're feeling pretty good.
That's right. Pacers fans are feeling good.
If the Knicks win tonight in Indianapolis, they'll win the series.
Good, but the Knicks are not done just yet.
All right, I don't need to hear that. God, Knicks fans are the worst. I hope they win by 40 tonight, being the Pacers. And then there's this headline.
Whoa! Happy Hot Topic!
Two-time NBA All-Star Zion Williamson is accused of rape and years of sexual, physical, emotional, and financial abuse in a new lawsuit filed right here in Los Angeles.
Here's my thing. I am not saying it's not true. But why is it not criminal charges? Whenever it's a civil lawsuit, you really gotta look into it. And if there's any chance that Zion Williamson did not do it, you're making actual rape victims look bad. But then again, he's had such a bust of a career. Zion Williamson got drafted to the New Orleans Pelicans, and he was supposed to be the next big thing, and he's just fat. He's out of shape. He has no footwork, and all he does is eat.
Now, a woman claiming to have dated the New Orleans Pelicans forward from 2018 to 2023 accuses a 24-year-old.
Trust me, you weren't dating him. You were banging him. He's banging like every porn star.
Of a continuing pattern of abusive, controlling, and threatening behavior. The civil complaint details.
I'm wondering if either he's a really bad guy and this happened, or if there's any chance they're trying to copy the Shannon Sharp move.
Those two alleged incidents of rape taking place in 2020 in Beverly Hills.
Beverly Hills, that's where I wanna be.
As well as accusations of strangulation, death threats to the plaintiff and her family, as well as physical abuse.
Man, he could not have had more of a bust of a career.
Now, Williamson's attorney denies the allegations, calling the claims categorically false and reckless. Adding that it appears to be an extortion attempt, which he says was reported to law enforcement.
Guys out there, maybe you're listening and you got power or an up-and-coming athlete or something and women throw themselves at you. You got to be freaking careful. I truly believe in this term called soul ties, where you're always connected with the person you have sex with. And he's banged a lot of these whores.
Now, his attorney also adds that Williamson and the plaintiff never dated, but maintained a consensual, casual relationship.
Yeah, so you were using him for clout. And he was using you for blowjobs.
That began when he was 18.
All right, so there's that. And then Mariah Mills, who we've all, you know, spanked it to, maybe not on Pornhub in Florida, but she's going to contact Tony Busby. That's when you know you're a loser. A, you're a porn star, and B, you're using Tony Busby to try to bring down the man. Shut up and go take five penises.
TikTok, Fox and Juke are playing cool pranks. Hoppy's hour almost done. Feels like robbery in banks. Ryan Hoppy on the mic, dropping wisdom in streams. Syndicated sorrow, now it's time to shatter dreams. Oh, the Hoppy hour is coming to a close. Radio waves fading like a Wilson Rose. Laughter and joy dissolving in the air, but we keep the rhythm. Oh, life's just so unfair. But the laughter's growing dim. Eardrums mix it hoppy like fingers without rings. PHX to FM, shout out hit the street. But soon the sound will vanish like shadows in the heat. Oh, the hoppy hour is coming to a close. Radio waves fading like a wilting rose. Laughter and joy dissolving in the air. But we'll keep the rhythm. Oh, life's just so unfair. But the laughter's growing dim. Eardrums missing hoppy like fingers without rings. EHX to FM, shoutouts hit the street. But soon the sound will vanish like shadows in the heat. Oh, the hoppy hour is coming to a close. Radio waves fading like a Wilson rose. Laughter and joy dissolving in the air. But we'll keep the rhythm. Oh, life's just so unfair. Clockwork to a show, now it's time to face the silence like the TV on snow. Ryan Hoppy held the mic with humor so divine. The void left in our hearts wider than a canyon line. Line. Empty speakers silent, I'm coming to an end. Like a roller coaster stopping round the river's bend. Hoppy's jokes and jabs, these are daily grind. Now silence louder than the thoughts we can't rewind. Oh, the hobby hour is coming to a close. Radio waves fading like a Wilson rose. Laughter and joy dissolving in the air. But we'll keep the rhythm. Oh, life's just so unfair. The hobby hour is coming to a close. Radio waves fading like a Wilson rose. Laughter and joy dissolving in the air. But we'll keep the rhythm. Oh, life's just so unfair.
Happy hour. Happy hour.
RyanHoppyRadio.com.
And like that, he's gone.
Whenever we're going outside, all I smell is poop.
I'll kick you in the nuts, and we'll call it a day.
Hoppy Hour is now over.
Hoppy Hour is now over.
This concludes our broadcast day. Good night and God bless America.
Doors closing.